Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Because when I'm with you, I get up, and nothing gets me down. You know, we got it tough, but we sorry about that. I love that song. Welcome back, folks. It's good to have you here. It's good to always be with you every Monday through Friday, sometimes on the weekends, too. Sometimes, you know, affiliates just can't get enough of us. They play us on the weekends, too. We like that. We like it when they do that. And, of course, we're always on the air. That's right. That's the scary thing about my show. We're always on the air. We're always beaming down off the ABC Star Guide satellite. So radio stations can pick us up anytime they want to, 24/7 if they want to. And I know that's a little scary, blasting game 24/7, but it actually is true, and it's all for you. Beverly Williams is all for you, too. She's one of our outstanding Brain Trust members, an original one, actually. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, recognized by the U.S. Small Business Administration. That's a national award, ladies and gentlemen. And frankly, if they were a galactic award for being home-based, a home-based expert, she'd be the one. And she's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute, and one of my favorite people on the planet. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here. I just love these introductions. I wonder who you're talking
well,
about.
Well, your mother writes these things really well. Your mother writes them good. She emails them over to me. And what's the news today in the area of home-based business?
Well, you know, a lot of times when I'm on the show with you, we talk about the trials and tribulations of being home-based. And I actually have a couple of success stories I wanted to share with you today. Two of my clients that I'm just so proud of the hard work and some good luck that they've had, but mostly hard work.
And well, hard work makes good luck.
Yes, it does. That's for sure. I always tell people you make your own luck, and that's through hard work. But these two, both of whom are home-based, one is a graphic design, a young lady who had graduated from college with a degree. She'd worked in New York for a couple of design companies to gain some experience and went back home to start her own business. And she and another young man that she'd gone to school with, who was into graphic design and the IT part of it particularly, joined together, and I helped them form an LLC. They decided they were going to be the type of business, home-based businesses particularly, that do this. They didn't have the place for employees physically to be in their facility. So they were going to have a stable of independent contractors that they could call on when they needed more help.
Other home-based business people?
Yes, other home-based business people.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a group of, and I call them kids because I don't care how old they are, they're still younger than my children.
Yeah.
It's hard for me not to be Mama Bev. But they all went to school together. They've all known each other most of their lives, and they all had an interest in the graphic arts in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come together to form this loosely organized but working very well stable of independent contractors. They can go off and do their own thing, which they do, except for these two partners in this business.
Hmm.
And I can
So these two people decided to start a business together. They needed more resources than just the two of them could provide.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than rent a big building and hire a bunch of employees, they identified other people who were like them but didn't want to necessarily lead, you know, have the vision for a larger direction for a company, but wanted to contribute in an independent contractor way.
That's beautiful. Is that it? Summation. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Well, you know,
exactly it.
This is classic 21st century.
Yes,
isn't
it?
It's classic. People, you know, as I've said for a long time, you know, when Henry Ford wanted to follow his dream 100 years ago, he had to build factories and hire millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people.
Yep.
He had to raise a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow your dream in the 21st century without having to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he wanted to get big, and your folks right now at least don't necessarily want to get big, but you can still get bigger with less baggage, less infrastructure in the 21st century than you could even 20 years ago.
Not only that, part of their vision was eventually to move to another area of the country. And we spent a long time looking at their business plan and figuring out, could they do that? And there's absolutely no reason why they can't. Their business can go anywhere because the majority of what they're doing is not face-to-face marketing. It's over the Internet.
Which is also classic 21st century.
You got it. Exactly right. Exactly. A year ago when it's been less than a year, it was last May, they officially opened their doors to business, and they are periodically calling me and saying, we need more help. Do you know anybody else we could hire? They have so much work.
Mm-hmm.
They can hardly manage it. It is just one of those wonderful success stories. I meet.
But let me ask you a few questions about them,
sure.
though, because I like hearing you say that they've got all that business, but sometimes people listen to you saying that, Beverly, and they think, whoa, I have an idea. I'm going to open up shop. I'll hire some people. And Beverly says business will come rolling in. These are people who had background in what they were doing. They knew the industry that they were working on. They opened their business with contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And some kind of a taproot into that industry. They were experienced with and some background in the work that they were going to do.
You know,
am I right?
Yes. And even more importantly than that, they spent almost a year before they opened their doors writing their plan of business.
Before they actually launched.
Before they ever opened the doors.
Now, see, folks, that's how you have success stories. But Beverly, how many times do people come to you and say, I woke up this morning and I'm being a little hyperbolic here, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up this morning, I decided I want to be in business. I want to be in before sundown. Will you help me?
Mm-hmm.
How many times?
Well,
almost that impatient, right?
Two days ago, I had that exact type of phone.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. 20 after, Beverly Williams is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's the late, great Godfather of Soul to take us out.
So good. I got to you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. Check out my newsletter. You can subscribe there. Check out our blog. You can also subscribe or just use it to your little heart's content. And I hope you'll take advantage of it. And don't forget to check out all the things that Beverly Williams has deposited with us over the years. Beverly, you and I are now in our 10th year together. Did you know that?
Wow. Is it really?
Yeah. How long have you been married to John?
23.
Okay. Well, he's got me there on that one then, I guess.
Yeah. I'm a little longer than you.
Your own website. Give it to us, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And they can find your book there, 30 Second Commute.
They sure can.
And wherever books are sold. If you're home-based or want to be, folks, you got to have this book, The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. Beverly, we were talking about one of this success story, and thank you so much for bringing that up and for helping me to get across to my audience that there is a lot of opportunity out there in the marketplace. Anybody almost can launch a new business, but if you don't, you've got to have background, you've got to have some knowledge of the industry, you've got to have a pretty good idea about what you're trying to do, And you have to prepare. And that takes time. It takes patience. It takes discipline. It takes deliberation. And if you are in a rush to start your own business, then you are in a rush to failure.
But, you know, it's interesting that the father of the young lady who started this business was a little negative about it in the beginning. And as time went on, we found out why. He had actually started four or five businesses in his lifetime, none of which succeeded.
Uh-huh.
And when we started asking questions and she started talking to her dad a little more, found out he never wrote a business plan.
Yeah.
Never wrote a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very impressed with his daughter, even though he was kind of negative in the beginning. He's 100% behind her. And it just is amazing to see the transformation in this relationship and to see how well she's doing. And for him, the light bulb went off that, wow, if I had done that, I probably would have been more successful.
Right, right.
There's never any guarantee that writing a business plan is going to make you successful.
Mm-mm.
However, the more time and energy and thought and research you put into that, the better the chance that you're going to have a successful business, whether it starts immediately or it takes a little bit more time to grow. But it's so important to do that planning.
Beverly, as you know, Tim Berry, who's the world's expert on business planning, as you know, is also an extremely long-term member of our Brain Trust.
Right.
He was on not too long ago talking about some research that was conducted on whether and some news, actually, some coverage by, I guess it was either New York Times or Wall Street Journal, about whether a business plan actually helped companies to be successful. And what they determined was that the business plan actually didn't help all that much. And what he and I determined, though, from reading the article, is that what they missed, what they misunderstood, was that the business plan is not what's important. What's important is the business planning.
Yes, exactly.
The planning that goes into creating the business plan. The steps, all the different things that you go through to develop and to create and to fill in the squares of a business plan, it's what you learn in that conducting that planning.
I agree 150,000%.
But also the follow-up planning, the checking plan versus actual. What did you say you were going to do? What did you actually do? What did we learn from that?
Right, exactly. And I have another perfect example of someone who spent a lot of time making.
Can I stop you? Let me stop you for a second.
Okay.
I want to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
Do you believe that the average home-based business owner thinks that they're so small that they don't need a business plan?
Yes. Yes.
That's the fatal thought, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just home-based business owners.
No, I know, but
business startups.
It is all small. It is, but especially for anybody who's starting teeny tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's just a little business. I don't have to bother.
Right.
I have another client that has spent probably the last 8 months producing a very fancy-looking, notice those words, fancy-looking business plan in order to get some financing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no substance to her plan.
Oh.
No substance to her plan. It's all...
It looks good, though.
Pardon?
It's like me and me on a golf course with all really nice clothes on, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but you can't hit the ball, right? Yes, that's exactly. And she is another one of those people that I have said, you know what? Close the door right now. You have no business being in business. You have nothing substantial to work with.
What did she say?
She went off and found somebody else.
Oh, really?
She's going to still try. You know, and I wish her luck. But it's going to be one heck of a struggle for her.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is there's nothing to say that she won't make it. But the point is she's going to blow through a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And if she does make it, it'll be from sheer dint of will and being able to survive a bunch of mistakes that she didn't have to make.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the percentage of success is of people who don't do the proper planning. But I would say it's extremely low.
Well, I will tell you this, Beverly. The SBA says 50% of all businesses, startups, fail in the first 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I started talking, that was 5 years.
Right.
So businesses are failing at a 20% increased rate than they were 5 or 8 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
That's sad.
You got to do more. You got to, folks, you got to be more patient, be more deliberate. Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. That's beverlywilliams.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. I'll be back in a minute with our good friend, Sam Norwood.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.